Mark, first of all, why did you make this decision?
Well, it took me a little while to kind of ponder it. I was taken by surprise when so many people were urging me to put my name in for the House 50 seat. And I'd always been involved in local issues, you know, over the years. I put in a lot of time on local issues. But I started to get intrigued with the idea of serving in Raleigh and sort of doing battle over there because, I mean, that place over there is just not, it's not like they told us in civics class. You know, it's more like everything has changed over there, and you need someone that's going to go in there and really, really act as an activist in that setting. So at any rate, I thought about it and realized that really my heart was with the local community in Orange County and the issues that we face here.
Mark, this was a pretty widespread effort by a lot of people to put your name in the hat for this seat. Who is behind this effort?
Well, it started with a few local officials, Mark Chilton among them, Mark Dorison, and some others.
Okay, and but you've decided you're definitely not going to seek the House 50 seat, which is going to be filled fairly soon, but you will run for Orange County Commissioner. What do you bring to the Orange County Commissioner's seat when that seat becomes available?
Well, I've been involved, you know, for decades now in Orange County issues from on both sides of the table, both as a community activist, you know, defending my community against landfill sightings, airport sightings, and I've also spent a lot of time on government committees, Economic Development Commission, the Orange County Planning Board, and I've spent over 8 years on the OWASA board and 2 years as the chair, so I know what it's like to craft policy with colleagues, and I know what it's like to, you know, actively lobby for other government bodies to consider issues.